unfortunately, children as well as adults, I think it's just going to be the norm for us to wake up one morning and see that there's another mass shooting.
You're listening to Socially Awkward. This week's episode is about gun control. After the deadliest mass shooting in America only a month ago, it's almost impossible to ignore the issue of gun control. A recent study found that there are more mass shootings in America than in any other country in the world. Republicans and Democrats butt heads on what the right course of action is, which ultimately results in nothing. In a country where mass shootings are so frequent, how do you reassure children who have grown accustomed to the violence that they are safe and that these events are simply outliers?
I think we need to starting you know, at a very young age, to let kids know about the dangers of gun, and it's, you know, it just shouldn't be acceptable in our society.
This is Officer Scotty Moore, who has been working as a school resource officer for the past several years.
So I think, unfortunately, it's just going to be the normal for us in this country. I don't think the laws are going to have any effect whatsoever on the mass shootings. A person with a mental issue determined enough will find a way to get a firearm.
So how do such determined people get a hold of guns? Americans own at least 265 million firearms, which gives them the highest rate of gun ownership in the world. However, gun ownership is extremely concentrated in America, with just 3% of Americans owning a total of 133 million guns. This means that 3% of people have from 8 to 140 firearms. With it being relatively simple to get a hold of many guns, what would encourage someone to do so and then use these guns on innocent civilians?
Violence in our country is at an all-time high, and it starts, and I tell a lot of people this, I think it starts the way you were raised and brought up. A lot of people blame, you know, for broken homes and this, that, and the other, but I grew up in Indianapolis in a real bad area. And I've got two brothers, one's a policeman in an IMPD, and my older brother's a president of Iowa, American Waters in Iowa. So we made it out of a bad neighborhood in a bad area, being raised by one mom who cared. And two parents are great, but I tell you, if you got one parent that cares, you can make it. So a lot of these problems we have in our society now, I think all come from the home and a lack of good parenting. I think people that are responsible, always go back to being responsible, that are of age and get the proper training, should protect themselves and their families with the firearm. And again, I think bad guys confronting a good guy with a gun is the last thing they want. So I would say arm yourselves the right way, and you know, legally. And if you have a weapon at home, be sure it's secure in your home. You know, I have many in my home, as most officers do, and they're secured. And my daughter knows, my son's already moved out, he's older, the dangers of having a firearm in a home. But also know that firearm's there too to protect you and every person in that home.
One question that remains in the wake of these mass shootings is the impact they have on children. Are kids scared, or have they been desensitized? In an effort to find the answer to this question, I interviewed a member of the senior class who has chosen to remain anonymous on the influence of gun violence on students.
I mean, we can't not talk about it. I feel like not talking about it is acting like it's not happening, so they should be aware of what's happening in the world. However, well, like I said before, just stronger legislation. I think it needs to be, I'm not necessarily sure if it's definitely will solve the issue, but I think that because we haven't made any changes and they continue to occur, we need to try to do something. I think that the access to guns is definitely a little bit too relaxed at the moment. So if there are more restrictions that are added on top of that, then that would definitely help what is happening. And but it's not everybody's fault necessarily, it's just specific individuals.
What advice do you have for Americans who are feeling unsafe right now?
For Americans that are feeling unsafe right now, it's just it's kind of difficult because there's nothing you can necessarily do to avoid getting into a situation like that, even though, but I mean, they're pretty rare. Well, not rare, but the likelihood that you'll be caught in a situation like that isn't necessarily super high, so I don't think it's a concern that you should preoccupy yourself with necessarily. Just try to be safe, be smart about the places that you're going, and be smart.
That's it for this episode of Socially Awkward. If you really like the music in this podcast, all of it is played by Lee Rosevere. From 91.3 WHJE, I'm Maddie Hardin.